In this bulletin, COVID-19 booster shots for all from next month. The former secret partner of Gladys Berejiklian says he misused his position as an MP. And in football, support pouring in for Adelaide United's Josh Pavlou after he comes out. This is SBS News. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. Australia is to offer COVID-19 booster shots to all people aged 16 and over. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the Pfizer shot will be offered as a booster from November 8.
ATAGI has recommended that we commence the booster program for the whole of nation with the Pfizer vaccine. Other vaccines are likely to put forward applications. Moderna, we're expecting to do that. What this means is that commencing November the 8th for the full national program, the boosters will be available on the basis of 6 months plus from your vaccination.
Victoria is tightening rules around medical exemptions to COVID-19 vaccination after people were caught going to multiple doctors looking for a certificate. Acting Chief Health Officer Ben Cowie says GPs are complaining of being under pressure from people who don't want to be vaccinated.
Some GPs have faced quite significant pressure from some people, and we have heard of reports of people travelling from clinic to clinic seeking those exemptions. That's why we will be making a change to the Chief Health Officer directions from 6 p.m. tomorrow. An immunisation register medical exemption form is to be used to provide patients proof of medical exemption. Then patients will be able to access their AIR medical exemption certificate via the MyGov website.
New Zealand has announced changes to its quarantine program. From mid-November, the length of time arrivals must spend in hotel quarantine will drop from 14 days to 7, with 3 days then to be spent isolating at home. Quarantine-free travel from low-risk countries, including Samoa, Tonga and Vanuatu, will be allowed. Australia is not currently listed as low risk. Australia and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations are forming a partnership. Details on the so-called Comprehensive Strategic Partnership are yet to be fully revealed, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it's a milestone commitment that will strengthen Australia's relationship with the Indo-Pacific moving forward.
Such is the closeness of our relationship with our friends and partners here in Southeast Asia that ASEAN has selected Australia to be their first comprehensive strategic partner, and no doubt there will be others.
The secret partner of former New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has told the state's Independent Commission Against Corruption he misused his position as an MP. Daryl Maguire said he obtained confidential information from a parliamentary colleague and gave it to a property developer hoping for financial gain, and that he pestered ministers, including Miss Berejiklian, to speed up funding proposals. He acknowledged he would have had access to Miss Berejiklian in a way that other ministers didn't at the time. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has committed to regular visits to Indigenous communities if he becomes Prime Minister. The Labour leader made the pledge while stressing the importance of an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice to Parliament. Support is pouring in from all corners of the globe for Josh Pavlou, who's become the first Australian footballer to come out as gay. Several sports teams, organisations and celebrities have taken to social media wishing him all the best. The Adelaide United player says he's been overwhelmed by messages.
That's something that I've been hiding for a very long time. It's 6 years of my life that was taken away from me, and I'm glad I could be my authentic self now. And I woke up with the biggest smile on my face, and I'll continue to be doing that for a very long time.
And now for tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 21. Adelaide, shower or two, 18. Melbourne, showers, 19. Hobart, rain, 12. Canberra, partly cloudy, 23. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 31. Sydney, possible shower or storm, 33. Newcastle, much the same, 33. Brisbane, shower or two, 32. Cairns, mostly sunny, 33. Darwin, partly cloudy, 34. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.